ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ, ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter Number 8, The Story of Pingala, Text Number 22 and 23, 24, 25, 26, so much because there is no purport till 27. All right. Pingala nama vishyasid విదేహనగరే పురా తస్యామే శిక్షితం కించిత్ నిబోధనృపనందన. పింగళా నామ ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్ పింగళా, వేశ్య, ఎ ప్రోస్టిట్యూట్. ఆసిత్ దేర్ వాస్ విదేహనగరే, in the city named Videha, Pura, in the past, Tasyaha, from her, by me, Sikshitam, what was learned, Kinchit, something, Nibodha, now you learn, Nrupanandana, O son of kings. Translation. O son of kings, previously in the city of Videhan there dwelled a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I have learnt from that lady. Once that prostitute, desiring to bring a lover into her house, stood outside in the doorway at night, showing her beautiful form. O best among men, this prostitute was very anxious to get money, and as she stood on the street at night, she studied all the men who were passing by, thinking, oh, this one surely has money. I know he can pay the price, and I am sure he would enjoy me, my company, very much. Thus she thought about all the men on the street. As the prostitute Pingala stood in the doorway, many men came and went, walking by her house. Her only means of sustenance was prostitution, and therefore she anxiously thought, maybe this one who is coming now is very rich. Oh, he is not stopping, but I am sure someone else will come. Surely this man who is coming now will want to pay me for my love, and he will probably give lots of money. Thus, in the vain hopes, she remained leaning against the doorway, unable to finish her business and go to sleep. Out of anxiety, she would sometimes walk out towards the street, and sometimes she went back into her home. In this way, the midnight hour gradually arrived. As the night wore on, the prostitute, who intensely desired money, gradually became morose. Her face dried up, thus being filled with anxiety for money, the most disappointed, she began to feel a great detachment from her situation, and happiness arose in her mind. Purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It appears from these verses that on this particular night, the prostitute Pingala was not at all successful in attracting customers to her house. Being completely frustrated and disappointed, she gradually became indifferent to her situation. Thus, great suffering sometimes leads one to the path of enlightenment. Or, according to a Sanskrit proverb, disappointment gives rise to the great satisfaction. The prostitute has indicated her life to satisfying the lusty desires of many men, engaging her mind, body and words in the service of paying lovers. She completely forgot the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and thus her mind was not was most unsteady and disturbed. Finally, being completely frustrated, her face and throat drying up, she began to feel indifferent to her situation, and happiness arose in her mind. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guruho Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vansha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Pingala Nama Vishyadasit Videha Nagari Pura Tasyame Sikshitam Kanschin Nibodhat Nrapanandana O son of kings, previously in the city of Videha there dwelled a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I have learnt from that lady. It's very important that the world's oldest profession cannot be taken as an allegory to compare something, but is actually a fact. That how such proclivity arises in the mind of human being, and at what extent one is given an opportunity to understand the precarious condition that arises from such entangling, most abominable, whatever you may call such activities, they can give rise to a pious soul an immediate satisfaction of not being successful in that profession. We learn from Srimad Bhagavatam that when Lord Krishna arrived in Dwarka after Hastinapur business was finished, you know, amongst the welcomers, Vasudev, Akrur, and all the great Yadus, there were several prostitutes who were so anxiously going with full decoration just to please the Lord. So you can see two extremes are right in front of our, you know, mind. So we should think in the direction that this is not an allegorical example, but rather it's an exact factual presentation that applies to each and every living entity who has perverted desires which are the reflections from the Ladini potency. Yesterday we were talking on Brahma Sanhita that how the aham tattva vikurna vana. Aham tattva means the egoistic principle which was created by the influence of predominant mode of ignorance that came as a reflection of the transcendental vision, means when the Supreme Lord Mahavishnu glanced over the inert material nature that was the remote cause of creation of the material world. Immediate cause is the material nature itself. But unless and until she is impregnated with the jivas, she would not be begetting multitude of universes. So, the transformation is reflecting over the inert material nature as a halo. And that is called Shambhutattva. The reflect. And it is said that this is the male progenating organ sitting on the pedestal of Mahadyoni. So Shivalinga is there. And thus the process of procreation was and the male and female was to be conducted. So first the functionality is established in the material world, but it comes as a perverted reflection of Rama potency. Rama potency is the Lord's pleasure potency. And when we see that this same Rama potency, when expanded in the material world, she appears as a Kala. Sometimes it is called Kala Kanya in the allegory of Puranjan. Kala Kanya. Kala is in the time of feminine nature, but she is the regulatrix potency that is going to regulate everything in the material activities. Then it is explained that this same Kala Kanya or the Kala regulator, it was separated in the material world. But the glance of Mahavishnu still remains unaffected because it's transcendental in nature. Can't react with the three modes of material nature that are going to be produced. So, the same potency, Rama potency, transformed into Kala Kanya or the Kala potency, and it is regulating the whole material creation, sustenance, dissolution. So, yasvaisva nisvasati kala vatha valambya jivanti loma vilaja jagadandanatha vishnur mahanhi yasya kala vishesho govindamadi purushantamahamaja. Lord Krishna, Vishnu, remains the ultimate cause of creation, but immediate cause we attribute to Mother Nature, right? And the perverted reflection of proclivity, which is actually the Rama potency of the Lord, she is being now representing the Lord in the form of Kala, and the same Kala will conduct all the affairs, and people come in the cycle and they are retired. Again, bhutva, bhutva, praliyate, they happen to come in the cycle of birth and death. So every time this cycle is regulating for the purpose of procreation, and it is being inherited in each and every jiva. There is male and female conception. And we see that even in the single cell, which are not differentiated in the beginning, this single cell can divide with the process called mitosis. Means they don't have X and Y chromosomes as the scientists or biologists they tell us. But then when the organism becomes multicellular and sophisticated, that it has so many colonies of living entities within his body. And Those who are functioning, they have the functionality of working outside the working of procreation remains separate. So X and Y chromosomes are only attributed to male and genital organs. The rest remains prakriti. So in this way, the ahankar tattva, which is the false purusha feeling or enjoying spirit, purusha tattva means enjoying spirit, is carrying on in the living entities through which they want to express their desire to become happy. So in Brahma Samhita this has been spelled out very, very nicely. So we see that the false ego, the predominant deity of the false ego is Lord Shiva, who is represented as Shiva Lingam. And there was the cause for all human beings to go into this so-called mayic repeated cycle of, you know, happiness, distress, entanglement, and everything comes from that false ego. So, in spiritual world, this Rama potency is simply for the pleasure of the Lord, but because the jivas express separate desire to lord it over, to enjoy, they have to be casted in this way. So, Lord Mahavishnu, who glanced his sight over that inner nature, and it is not getting affected, but it was enough to generate the procreation process in the material world, through which he impregnated the seeds of living entities. Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtayanti sambhavanti ja tasham mahadyonir aham bija pradapita is thus proved through the pages of Brahma Samhita that Krishna remains the original seed-giving father. So when the seed is given, then conception comes into and it sets its own life cycle and dividing into many cells and rearranging through the potency of procreation. So Mahavishnu then goes into Yoganidra. Simply this is his function. He goes into Yoganidra. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj explains in Brahma Samhita, this Yoganidra is Rama potency. And it is called Yogamaya also. So Mahavishnu in the trance of Yogamaya, he is always sporting in his blissful potency. There is no remorse for him that what will happen to all these jivas, you know. Let them, my Maya energy, the Mahamaya, the material nature will take care of it. But he goes into Yogamaya, means sporting with the internal superior energy, and she is Yoga. This Yogamaya can be ordered by Krishna to play important roles when he descends. He appears through this sweet will that he is dreaming. He can expose himself in the fullest expression of Krishna, the original form, when he descends. These truths are explained in Brahma Samhita. Whatever happens to the living entities for the same purpose that they have been created, the procreativity is the functional aspect. But in the perverted form, it becomes prostitution. both male and female, has this proclivity. It's the oldest profession. As soon as it gets perverted during the onset of creation, the whole mess is going to be created. So, the story of Pingala is also very famous from time immemorial. Even our meditation through different yoga systems, especially Kundalini Yoga. In Kundalini Yoga, the word Pingala comes. Ida, Pingala and Sushumna, these are the three nervous system, and they are compared in the modern science like parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. They carry the feelings. Generally they say that Sushumna is going through the spinal cord, and right side and left side helical Ida and Pingala. Pingala is on the left side and Ida is on the right side of the spinal cord. So it helixes, means the helix is formed. You know the intertwining. Yeah. So helix is formed like in the chromosomes, the gene structure. It's a helical. So the helix is formed at the juncture of the six major chakras. Ida in Pingala. Why the name Pingala came? Because it starts from Muladhar, the most lowest chakra, which is controlling the bodily conception of life. The maximum enjoyment at the lower. It sits right at the genital organs. And then one has to rise up his consciousness through different stages. So we hear of Pingala, and we also hear that in Shaktipat, means transformation of one's the subtle energies which are passing through Pingala and Ida nadis goes and controls in the vertical Sushumna nadis. They control our old desires. One has to rise beyond the desires and go to the supreme desire. It is also explained in other way that these six chakras, they represent different kind of prana situated. That prana is annamaya, simply saturated in the eating habits. As for example, the lower animals. Lower animals have their entire consciousness on the stomach. They say if you take an animal with the grass but to the slaughterhouse, she will be tempted to eat. Doesn't see the imminent danger of being slaughtered. So their consciousness is concentrated on annamaya aspect. Those who are doing the physical exercises of pranayama and others, it's called pranamaya consciousness. Then some rises above and he sees he's not the body, he's spirit soul. So it dwells into his heart with discriminating knowledge, is called jnanamaya. One realizes something above that in the liberated state, he is free to do anything and everything. And in that state he might aspire for astasiddhis, the 8 perfections which are material in nature. So that is called Vijnanamaya. And then Sahasrara, that is the topmost in the contemplation, that he can rupture that and go back either to the Siddha Lokas or even Krishna Loka, if the conception is right. So consciousness and conception are inseparable things. How Pingala is experiencing through this experience of that she is failing in attracting, you know. But it gives her an opportunity to think other way around. And where the system started, she is reversing back. So the very first thought comes in her mind due to the frustration of failure. That is, this is useless. When the thing of the highest enjoyment gives dissatisfaction, we feel cheated and we are thinking that it is useless. Then immediately one concentrates more on the uselessness of the engagement. He feels morose, because there is some confusion at that time. What to do next? What to do next? If the false ego is not disturbed, the false ego will dictate to go for more and more. Even ruining the life. But when the false ego, you know, somehow or other is influenced by some meritorious activity in the past, it can give opportunity to become serious to the solution to be found out within one own meditation, concentrate. So such thinking process gives opportunity for liberation. One must think, evaluate by discrimination of sat and asat. The definition is given in Bhagavad Gita, na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat, ubhayor apoi drashta anta tatta darshibhi. The seekers of truth have thus delineated that for the permanent, for the real thing, there is no cessation. But for the unreal, there is no endurance. The frustration dovetails our attention on the unreal, which is unsustainable. This is working in each and every phase of our life, as an individual or a collective body. This year in GBC meeting, the contemplation went immediately after the failure of this petroleum crisis and other things, economic failure. Proposal came to look into revisitation of the farming development, that what Prabhupada envisioned. So the frustration gives an opportunity to rethink, revisit original instructions. So the resolution was passed that every GBC has to give quality 10% of time minimum to develop this farming project, which are sustainable. Unsustainable thought cannot work out more. Just like, you know, you have studied or graduated in some other discipline
And because the job is not available, you go and get another one. This is exactly the same. Where does this proclivity comes? It is the same process that we try to reflect back. But reflection, if it is not shaking up our false ego, then we will not get a tangible answer. We will not get the tangible answer. So this is the story of Pingala, that, is it that one who is a renowned prostitute for a long time can get an immediate vision? She becomes overnight wise and ready to give up. Check in the case of Haridas Thakur and Hira, the Vaishya. Chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra expedited her thinking process. Expedited. It took 3 days for her, but it really expedited and became a saintly person. So, even physically, naming appropriate thought caring or feelings caring nervous system, which is parasympathetic nervous system and sympathetic nervous system, they are giving opportunity, at least in human form of life, an education which will bring us to the right point, if it is expedited or worked out with a very calculated and perfect process of Krishna consciousness. It is not a whimsical application. In other religion where the belief system is working, this system of reflective nature will never arise, because you do not have any parameter to verify your belief. While we are given a system of verification by Rupa Goswami, Adav Shraddha. In the beginning there is faith. But there are processes that will make it perfect. Tato sadhu sangha, atha bhajana kriya, atha inartha nivritti syat. Giving up the unwanted thing in our life. That is a very reflective mood that we are being given the opportunity, and it becomes very sensitive, very functioning, you know, immediate result giving process. And one can easily give up the anarthas. Easily give up. So unless and until that false ego is struck with the initial pious activity of our sadhana is carried out in association of bhaktas, it is very easy to give up the anarthas, meat eating, drinking, prostitution. These are the four pillars of sinful life that entangles us into most degraded situation. And these are called the principles of liberation. They are given. So we see that even Pingala can be educated. And the Brahman who is thoughtful, he rightly understood how Pingala is exemplary for him to, you know, get educated so he can go back home, back to God. These instructions are not allegorical. Rather, these are factual that can be experienced in our life. And they are so universal. So this is the story of Pingala. The description is so accurate. Just like whatever her efforts to attract the attention of the passerbys, whether standing in the doorway in particular posture that can attract, or she comes out and goes on the street and then comes back, tries hard to drag attention. But on that day, she failed miserably. So taken as the opportunity provided by Providence, one can start the rethinking process on that. So nothing is imaginary, nothing is allegorical, nothing is simply an example to compare, but it is factual happening in every embodied soul that he has to go through. Only in human form of life, when sufficient consciousness developed to discriminate between the eternal and temporary, may give opportunity to get educated. Otherwise, why people are not getting the same result overall? Because some consciousness is only dwelling on sense gratificatory aspects, so their discriminating resolute intelligence is stolen. Bhogeshwari prasaktanam taya apratachetasam vyavasayatmika buddhi samadhav na vidhiyate. Those who are engrossed in sense gratificatory activities, the consciousness of resolute determination never arises. By hook or crook, never arises. Only by some previous meritorious activities that allows us to enter the activity of Krishna consciousness, which is self-attractive and then becomes reflective. This is how our devotional service will mature gradually. This is self-educational system also developed within our own body. Self-education. So human form of life is very rare, very important, very precious. We should not waste it. Take up every opportunity to, you know, resolve all the problems of janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, dukkha, dosha, anudarshana by anudarshan. Means reflective. Darshan means to see, but anudarshan, repeatedly look into the core of the problem, and we got the process, the help of chanting Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much. So, a lot of questions. Go ahead.
You see, many of the cases people have the smashing going on.
Yes. Chaitya Guru? Who else? Brahman was her student, is it not? But this is all indirect. So, the inspiration of reflection came at the right moment of frustration. The Lord was rather, in the form of Paramatma, was quite compassionate on her and triggered that in pingala nadi to start raising about her consciousness into thought-provoking, you know, thing. That the first thing of a dejection, it is said, is detachment. Right? If Krishna wants to transform a person, it doesn't take much time. It can turn over immediately. But because from time immemorial, the living entity remains ignorant by, say, opposite desires to lord over. They themselves remain forgetful by the false ego generated by ignorance. So they never get opportunity by their own merits. But the Lord, who is fulfilling the desire of everyone, including Pingala up till now, gives an opportunity or creates a situation where she will be frustrated. So, who is the controller of even parasympathetic nervous system? It's very interesting, quite parallels are there. Scientists are finding that there are two nodes in the heart. And they are, one is called articulo-ventricular node and another is an articular node. So they are interconnected. They are not connected with the central nervous system, with the brain or the spinal cord. So they are indirectly managing the, but they are directly connected to the internal organs like liver, heart itself, and kidneys and this and that, spleen. And when something happens, an accident happens, the hand is cut, the blood is thrown down, this parasympathetic nervous system, or it is also called vagus nervous system, it gives impulses to form clot immediately. The immune system is also working on the basis of some parasympathetic nervous system. Who is the control of that? It is not the voluntary control of central nervous system. I can't do anything. But the mechanism is in the body itself dictates that there is some other sympathizer. Sympathizer. Otherwise, why even the scientists are using the word sympathetic nervous system? Sympathy means he's helpless. Okay. The super soul in the heart, he becomes sympathetic towards the gross material manifestation and try to repair it. It says the very first action at the time of accident is conservation of blood rather than let it flow out. In case of, you know, the liver and all other organs are reservoirs of blood. So they store profusely blood immediately. So the blood will not flow out. As if the main valve is closed, so the water will not flow. Like that. You know. Right? So it is very interesting. If it is done on the gross level, why not on subtle level? What was impossible? To give intuition, inspiration. Oh, where is all this thing coming from? And if it is Krishna consciousness, Krishna says that tesam satata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurukvam dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayanti te. Who is the giver of the intelligence pertinent to go back home, back to God? Krishna. He said, I give. Now, in Kundalini Yoga, the teacher touches the body of the sadhak and he transfers that energy of snapping out. But it's material energy.
It is not spiritual in nature. If prana is settled on the vijnanamaya kosha, which is distinction of material and spiritual in nature, then one may opt for spiritual aspect, then that Shaktipat can be successful to become a devotee. But generally they do not. And they do in immature stages. They know that Ida and Pingala are so powerful that if they are rising so quickly on the upper chakras, they may fail to bring it back and they get crazy. That's a dangerous field. If you go through Google and write Pingala, you'll get a lot of informations. And especially the new age religion people who are pseudo yogis, they will write so much about Pingala, and they will show you the graph, how they go, how they work. But we are considering here, well, it came from Vedas, so we are considering here how the transformation is taking place, in the psyche of Pingala. It was an impetus given. So there is no necessity for an external guru, but Chaitya Guru, who is Paramatma himself, is guiding. But how long can it guide? He has been guiding for time immemorial. He accompanies us because of sympathy and nothing else. Who is your well-wisher?
Krishna.
And a representative of Krishna can be also, just like Srila Prabhupada. Your ever well-wisher. You may not need external guru. He's going to leave his body anyway. But internal guru, Chaitya Guru, is going to accompany you. We say there is no difference between external and internal guru. As far as the instructions are concerned, they are the common defining parameter, that there is no difference. We were talking other day about cultivating indifference to rejoicing and lamentation. How to become indifferent to the success and failure. Success and failure. That is the art of Krishna consciousness. Krishna wants us to work without anticipation of result. We have right to perform activity, but we don't have any right in the result of it. Oh, I don't want the result, but it is coming behind me, following me. That's mayava. Prabhupada would say, the mayavad is, if you give him money, he said, no, I don't touch maya. But how is maintained? He has an entourage, who is feeding him? So he tells, okay, give it to him, not me. I don't want to touch. Like that. So, Prabhupada said, if Krishna would have given me 1,000 hands, I will take through all the 1,000 hands and give it to him. That is the point. We have only 2 hands. How much can we collect?
Even if Krishna wants to give us with his 1,000 hands, how much can we collect on our own? But if he wants to take away from our 2 hands with his 1,000 hands, how much can we save? No. So, we should never be attached to the result. That means detachment will come and we will learn indifferent. We will continue the activity of Krishna consciousness and we will have no entanglement but only rejoice with Him. That is the way to become happy. So, our false ego dictates that, no, you are the real enjoyer. You never saw Krishna. Even if you give, he doesn't accept. See, he leaves his food untouched. He gives the fruit. Even he doesn't bite a bit. So what is the necessity? You are the enjoyer. Enjoy. Okay. Sharira vidya jaha. Enjoy. Hey, it's time. But what would he enjoy, the food or the mercy in it? Would you enjoy the calorie value or the mercy value in it? Any other question? Yeah, because he is the transformation of the Lord's transcendental vision. He even takes the charge of more of ignorance, which is distracting. The function of more of ignorance is destroying. So false ego really destroys us, isn't it? So to come out from the material nature means also to be thankful to Lord Shiva that He is allowing us. So if we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, do you think He is going to put an obstacle in our heart? No. To put obstacle is in the jurisdiction of His consort, but not Him. He recognizes the devotee, while Parvati may fail to recognize the devotee. She doesn't spare a devotee even. Did she spare Chitraketu? She cursed him to be Vritrasura. But anyway, the devotee is never disturbed. He was indifferent. And he was bold enough to tell, "Hey mother, you are right in your own status, but I am also right. I'm not afraid of your curse. I will take it on my head and fulfill your desire. Thereby, I will keep on worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead all the time." And he became a demon, but he was a devotee. Even he was preaching the demigod who is supposed to be devotee, Indra. So, these are very, very ideal situation. It is the mercy of Lord Shiva is approval of a devotee serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't think he is ever pleased with his so-called devotees who are only asking material benedictions. Actually, he is disturbed by them. He is insulted by them. And he wants to keep away from them. He doesn't include them in his followers. Rather, he includes ghost goblins and dissatisfied souls in subtle bodies so he can meddle around with their false ego. Because false ego is still keep them in subtle body. And they are his followers. They do not disturb. They are obedient. Okay, go and help Mother Parvati. She is going to her father's home. And give protection to her. So that's the story of Lord Shiva. He's Mahavaishnava. Vaishnava anam yathashambhum. Yeah. What's the next question? Yeah.
Maharaj, in the story of Dhruva Maharaj, when he was not allowed to sit on the lap of his father, Suruchi came and gave us that you have to worship Lord. So is that the who is advising her to?
Suniti, not Suruchi.
Suniti is the mother. But Suruchi first said that if you want to sit on the lap of your father, first you have to die, then.
And take birth in my womb.
Yeah, and then.
Yeah. But she never advised that go to Krishna and he will fulfill your desire. It is Suniti.
Yeah.
Suniti is Dhruva's own mother. She told. So therefore she is Mark Pradarshak Guru. Any advice towards Lord Sri Krishna, however insignificant may be externally, but because the Lord is transcendental, to approach him also brings a very profound effect which is inconceivable. And therefore, what is conceivable is not difficult for the Lord. If he fulfills your desire to become, say, obtain just like what he has, all the opulences, you worship him with that material desire and you will go back home, back to Godhead in Vaikuntha with Sarsti Mukti. This is conceivable. This is conceivable. You are expressing desire, you are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead very intensely with that material desire to have all the opulences just like him. So you will go back home, back to Godhead and obtain because you are worshipping intensely. But that is a Vaikuntha platform. That's alright. It's also back home to Godhead. But what will you do with those opulences? It's only your false ego wanting in the material realm, but that has been smashed and you get stuck the spiritual opulences, but you can't enjoy. You got it. So therefore you do not find love in that liberation. You got the opulence. Sarsti Mukti. Your desire is fulfilled. Because love is more precious than these opulences of Vaikuntha. Your desire is fulfilled. Fine. But the relishment is still a little distant away. Because you think, oh, Golok Vrindavan, look at that, they are so happy and unbounded love is there. Now what do you have to do to get that? Give up that opulence. To pray, you come as a pure devotee and you know the Vaikuntha techniques, but you do not know the Goloka techniques. So you have to come and take the extra course in the house of a pure devotee. because you are a pure devotee, but you get again, you know, something which is more important towards love aspect, and get an opportunity to go there. But you do have to come here on the material platform, even though you are not material. You will have to come. This is the most expediting process, to be born in the house of a pure devotee. Take the opportunity or forget. The opportunity is given. A pure devotee can liberate how many generations? 21 generations. So apparently, we may see that the family of great devotees may not take the process. But why do they have to be needing people? They say they don't need. Because pure devotee is going to liberate his 21 generations. They are also included. So to be connected with a pure devotee is also so much important. Anyway, we have to raise our level of Krishna consciousness and remain reflective, introspective on anything of the day's work even. And that should be the meditation. Whether we really got inspired to finish our rounds and other things, whether we really got some insight that it was educational to foster our faith in Krishna consciousness. Any other discussions? All right. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.